Good evening and welcome to Digging Deeper, a ministry of Green Valley Baptist Church. We're so glad that you've taken the time to join us here tonight on Living Faith Television as we continue to seek to be rooted and grounded in Christ by exploring the fundamentals of the Christian faith. And as always, we begin with the Bible because the Bible is God's inspired word to man. And when it comes to Christianity, everything rises or falls on what we believe about the Bible, God's holy word. Well, tonight we come to the fourth message in this series of messages of discovering the fundamentals of the Christian faith. And tonight God is going to be speaking to us about a very important topic. He's going to speak to us about prayer. And I'm going to be reading from Philippians, the fourth chapter, sharing with you one of my favorite passages of Holy Scripture. And so God says to us tonight in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Well, Father, tonight we just thank you for that precious promise that you have made unto us in your holy word. That, Father, when we come to you bringing all of our cares and our concerns, that you promise unto us the peace that'll pass all understanding. Well, Father, certainly one of the cares that we bring to you tonight is for those who are still lost, those who are not yet saved. And so, Lord, as we begin our service tonight in prayer, Father, we pray for that individual, man, woman, or child who is listening tonight who does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Father, they've tried everything else, but they've not yet found the peace that passes all understanding that'll keep their heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Father, they're longing for peace, but they've not found it. And so tonight, Lord, we pray as I preach that you will take your word and speak into the hearts of men and women, that they might come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and discover true peace, lasting peace. Father, we pray for the Christian tonight that we would grow in our wisdom and in our knowledge of understanding our faith, that we might be able to give a reason to all who ask, the reason why we believe. Lord, we ask your will to be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to begin our time together this evening by asking you this question: what do a telephone, texting, Facebook, Twitter, in praying all have in common? Well, friends, there are all ways to communicate. But note, there is only one way to communicate that doesn't require a phone, a computer, internet connection, or money. All it takes is time and desire. Can I ask you tonight as we begin, how great is your desire to pray? Tonight is week 4 in our series, Rooted and Grounded. And Rooted and Grounded is all about looking at the essentials, the beliefs, the very basic beliefs of our faith. Every one of the subjects God has spoken to us about so far in this series are part of what God desires when he says in his word, he wants us to be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. Over the past 3 services, the 3 weeks before this one, God has spoken to us about, first and foremost, the Bible. God has spoken to us in that second message about what God is like. And then, of course, last week we looked at the Trinity. And tonight our subject is prayer. Sometimes as a pastor, I hear folks say, "I don't know how to pray," or "I don't know what to pray. I just don't know what to say." Well, family and friends, let's first look at a question I began with long ago in my own personal journey. What is prayer? Have you ever wondered, what is prayer? Well, the basic answer to that question is also the simple answer. Prayer is communication. Prayer is communicating with God. That's simple enough. But before we go further, let's pause and consider the fundamentals we've learned about God so far in this series. We've learned that our God is an eternal God. He's an omnipresent God. He's an omnipotent God. He's an all-knowing God. He's a holy God. He's a perfect God. He's a righteous God. He's a just God. And most importantly, He is a loving God. He is the one and only true God. And this great and awesome God has given us an open line of communication with Him. We have been given the privilege and the honor of speaking with the Creator of everything. Wouldn't you agree with me tonight, family and friends, that something like this should be pretty important to us? What a privilege. What a blessing. Well, if I were to give prayer a definition, I would define it this way. Prayer is communicating with the one and only true God. Well, that brings us to a second question. What is the reason for praying? Have you ever wondered that? What is the reason for praying? Well, Jesus taught on prayer in the Bible, and Jesus said in Matthew 6, 5 through 8, He said, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the thing you have need of before you ask Him." Well, Jesus says, God already knows what we need. God already knows what we're going to say or think before we say it or think it. It kind of reminds me, if you will, of what the psalmist said when he prayed in the 139th Psalm. "O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it all together." Well, now you may be wondering, like I did when I was younger, if that's true, if God already knows what we think, He knows what we're going to say, why even pray? If God knows what I need and God knows what I'm going to say, then why do I need to pray to Him? And the answer to those questions are that God wants us to pray because praying deepens our dependency on Him. In the book of Luke, Jesus is teaching on prayer, and this is what Jesus says. "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion?" And then Jesus said, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." So you see, when we pray, we're expressing our faith in trust in Him. But we also know also that sometimes when we pray, there might not be much faith or trust in Him in us, at that time. But the good news is, friend, the very fact that you and I are praying, that we're talking with him, shows at least in some small way that we believe he's there and he hears us. And friends, God likes that, because God desires us to depend on him for everything and in everything. God wants us to pray, because praying deepens our relationship with him. Beyond that, the Bible says in the book of James, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So as we pray, we're drawing a little bit closer to God than we were before. And as we draw closer to God, God in turn draws closer to us, which should encourage us to pray more, which draws us even closer to God and he to us. You see, it's like any relationship. The more you communicate, the closer you are to the one you're communicating with. And the opposite is also true. The less you communicate, the greater the distance between you and the one that you are to be communicating with. Prayer, you see, is the vehicle that God has given to us so that we can seek God and know God more and more. Well, there's another reason that God wants us to pray, and that is so we can be part of something that's bigger than ourselves. Jesus taught his disciples to pray in this way: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done. When we pray in that way, we're asking God to do something that only he can do. And as he hears us and answers, we're part of something that we cannot do ourselves. Let me ask you tonight, have you ever prayed for something that was out of your control? And you know God heard that prayer, and you know that God answered that prayer. Friend, in that moment your prayer was answered, do you realize that God allowed you to be part of something that only he could do? How incredible is that? Brings me to a third question. A lot of people wonder about prayer. They wonder, well, how effective are our prayers? How effective is my prayer? Jesus taught, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Well, Jesus tells us to just keep asking, seeking, and knocking. Well, he wouldn't tell it. Jesus wouldn't tell us that if he didn't intend to answer our prayers. Beyond that, the Bible is full of people who were praying, continued to pray, continued to seek, continued to knock, and God answered their prayers. See, one example of that is Moses, who prayed many times, and God answered. Moses prayed this: Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I might find grace in thy sight, and consider this nation as thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he saith unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up thence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Exodus 33:13-17. How many of you have seen God answer your prayers? If you can't think of one, let me refer you to a verse to shake your memory, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Friend, if you're a Christ follower, God has answered that prayer for you probably many times. Perhaps you're listening tonight and you're wondering, well, how come God doesn't always answer my prayers? Well, God gives us three reasons why he sometimes cannot answer our prayer. Let me share with you quickly. The Bible says in Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Well, iniquity is sin. Solomon wrote in Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. And the Apostle Peter wrote, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And so one of the reasons God doesn't answer our prayers is because of sin. Listen, if you or I are living or doing things that are contrary to the Word of God, should we expect God to hear and to answer us? God is simply saying to us through these verses that sin builds up a wall between us and a holy God. And we all sin. Now, not that we want to sin at times, but we all sin. And at other times, we make the choice to sin because, you see, temptation simply gets the best of us and we commit sin. We all know the battle of the flesh. Even the Apostle Paul said, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do. So God tells us to use prayer to receive his forgiveness. Remember 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The psalmist prayed, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. God gives the gift of prayer for forgiveness. But it isn't always sin that prevents God from answering our prayers. Sometimes God can't answer because we're not praying according to his will. John wrote in 1 John 5:14-15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. And Jesus said, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. When we say God's will, we're talking about the desires of God, what God wants. This isn't some magical incantation to graft onto our prayers to make them come true. We've got to truly desire what God wants. We're to pray for what God wants, not necessarily what we want. Sometimes this is simple. We see that God desires in the Bible and we pray according to that. For example, we know it is God's will that none should perish, because he had Ezekiel the prophet declare, for I have no pleasure in him that dieth. Therefore, turn and live. So when we are praying for someone who is lost, we know we're praying in God's will, and we can be sure that we're praying in God's will, and we know that God will answer that prayer. Sometimes it's just that simple. When we don't see a direct Bible reference, then we've got to pray according to principle. God has revealed himself in the Bible so we can know his desires in a given situation. Sometimes we don't and won't get our answer. For example, the Apostle Paul prayed for God to heal him. This is what Paul said. 2 Corinthians 12:8-9, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Now, Paul wanted to give whatever it was, whatever illness was hounding him, but God didn't answer Paul's prayer the way Paul thought he should. Because God had greater things in mind for Paul, things that would only come to pass if Paul's prayer for himself went unanswered. Well, sometimes we just have to be content with this. God knows what he is doing. God knows what he is doing. And we have to trust him even when what we want to see does not come to pass. The Bible reminds us, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And so you see, God's not sitting up there ignoring you. He knows better than us what's coming. Now, some folks believe that they may have no right to ask anything from God because God is a holy God and they're a sinful person. Well, I guess that could be true, but friend, I don't believe that. Yes, God is holy, but this wonderful holy God longs to hear from us, and he tells us about that all throughout his word. Listen, God knew Adam had sinned, and yet that didn't stop God from going and looking for Adam. And it doesn't stop God from looking for you tonight. God wants to hear from us all the time. Not just when we've done good, but also when we've messed up, when we've done bad. You see, God loves us unconditionally. What's more, God gave his son as a sacrifice for our sin so that we could come to God through Jesus. The Bible says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We have a mediator. We have a representative with God, and he's the only way we get to the Father. Jesus provides the way for our prayers to reach our Father's ears. And family and friends, there's one prayer that God will always answer, and that's the prayer of repentance. For someone who has ever asked Jesus Christ to become your Lord and Savior, you may not know what to do. You get that you're a sinner and you need a Savior, and you know you need to repent, but you just don't know how. Well, listen, there are no magic words. I think sometimes in our modern world, we make it a lot harder, more complicated than it has to be. Because all we need to do is bow our head and tell God that we agree with what God says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Tell God you're one of those who've fallen short. And tell God you are praying to him because you are coming tonight to repent of your sin. You tell him. Tell God you no longer want to live like a sinner. Tell God you're placing your faith and your trust in the cross of Jesus Christ. Tell God you believe you will be saved by his resurrection life. And on the basis of that, you are asking God to forgive you and to come into your heart and be your Lord and your Savior. Well, friend, if you told God that, no matter how you said it, if you said it sincerely from your heart tonight, I want you to know you can rest assured that God heard your prayer. Your sins are forgiven. There is nothing else for you to do now except to learn how to grow as a child of King Jesus. But perhaps you're watching tonight and you are not lost. You are a Christian who has fallen away from God. And God just doesn't seem that close to you anymore. Well, friend, God hasn't moved, but I hear that a lot. God hasn't moved. It's sort of like the man and the woman when cars were built so that the woman could sit next to a man. Well, this couple had been married for about 30 years, and now she was no longer sitting next to her husband. She was sitting on the other side. One day she looked over at her husband and she said, "You know, honey, we're not as close as we used to be." He looked back at her and he said, "Well, darling, I ain't never moved. Friend, God has never moved. He's still there, and you are the one who allowed sin to take you away from him. God's not giving up on you, and that warm fellowship you seek is but a prayer away." Remember 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." This is his promise to all those who are in Christ. Listen, God knows you and I better than we know ourselves. He knows when we fail. He knows why we fail. And he understands. He doesn't stop loving us because God's not like people. He doesn't stop loving us because we've messed up, because we've failed, because we've sinned. But we need to understand that sin has put a roadblock between us and God. And we need to understand that until we confess our sin to God, God cannot draw near to us. But the moment we confess our sin, God says he'll be right there. But you've got to draw near to God so that God can draw near to you and forgive you. And you can enjoy that warm, rich relationship that only fellowship of the Holy God brings. That's why we pray. And we pray about everything because God loves you and God desires to hear us. Now, if you've prayed tonight either to receive salvation in Jesus Christ tonight, or if you've prayed to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ tonight, I want to encourage you to do what others have been doing. There's a phone number. There's an address on the screen. You call us or you write to us here at the church. You can even message us through Facebook, Green Valley Baptist. The reason we need you to do that, the reason you need to do that is so that we can get materials into your hands that will help you, strengthen you, help you get started, and help strengthen you in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. God loves you, friends, and so do we. We're so thankful we can be a part of you and a part of your group each week. Well, now, let's close this message in prayer. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.